Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Nathan Nelson, CEO of Empire Fence in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Empire has been building fences since 1955 and is the largest fence company in Northeast Oklahoma. Nathan and Empire recently joined Service Nation Alliance. So Nathan Nelson, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So traditionally, this podcast has been about HVAC, plumbing, and electrical contractors and the vendors that are serving that space. So I haven't had many conversations with people in the fence industry. So this is going to make it a really interesting conversation for us and for the people that are listening to this. I love hearing about industries I'm not familiar with, and I think we can get great ideas from talking with people in different industries. So this is going to be fantastic. Let's start off at the beginning. How did you get into this industry?
Well, Empire's a family business since 1955. My grandfather started the company. And when I was about 13 years old, I needed about $80 for a baseball glove. So I started working for my grandpa, just coming in after school and cleaning the shop, mowing the grass, really whatever he needed done, I was there to help and do. So at about $5 an hour, it takes a long time to make $80. And so I learned the value of a dollar when I was 13 years old. And I'm grateful for that opportunity that I had with him. I worked really all throughout the summers and after school during high school with him. I helped on the install teams and would come in after school and help what we call point pickets. So on a privacy fence, the pickets have a little dog ear on the top. And I would come in after school and point the pickets, put the dog ear on the top of the pickets. And I think to this day, I still have the record of the most pickets pointed by anybody that worked at Empire. So that's pretty cool.
Point of pride.
But graduating high school, I moved into the office, started helping my grandfather with sales and customer service and learning that side of the business. And I'm just grateful for that opportunity that I had with him. I worked my way through college. And when I got my associate's degree in college, I realized that I was going to be in the family business and stay in the family business. So I just got my associate's degree and then I started working full time with my grandfather. And I was able to work alongside him for close to 20 years, which I'm grateful for. I was able to learn the business and learn how to treat people and just all the ins and outs of the business. So I'm grateful for that time that I had with my grandfather. And he retired around the year 2017. And so we've just been taking it from there. So it's been an awesome ride. We're excited.
What a great story. So on your website, there's a picture of you and an older man, and he looks kind of like you. So is that your grandfather?
That's my grandfather, yes. Actually, he just recently passed away this past year in August.
I'm sorry.
This past year, but he was a wonderful man and taught me so much about business and life and family. And he loved his wife so much and just learned so much from him. And I'm grateful for him and for his life.
What a wonderful legacy. You speak so highly of him. He must have loved it too, to be able to work with your grandson every day in your business. What a wonderful thing that was.
I think he was pretty proud to have me working alongside him, and we became best friends. In fact, he was my best man at my wedding. So we just had a very special relationship. And yeah, I'm just grateful for him.
Good for you. That's a great story. So tell me about Empire now.
Yeah, as I said earlier, we were founded in 1955. So this year we're celebrating our 70th year in business. So that's pretty cool. I don't think a lot of people get to that point. So we're glad and grateful that we have had that opportunity to serve the Tulsa area since 1955. But since our inception, we've been a faith-based business. My grandfather and my grandparents believed that the Bible is the infallible word of God. And they believe that we can find a lot of answers to life's questions there, whether it be business or family or relationships. So I'm grateful that they passed those same values and beliefs down to me. And we still believe today. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe in being led by the Lord and seeking his wisdom and guidance as we make all of our decisions in business and life and family. We believe in giving back to those in need. So just those biblical principles that my grandfather had and passed down to me. So, but we started out as a small company just in my grandpa's backyard, just a couple of employees, and he was able to grow the business on a foundation of integrity and hard work and taking care of customers and building relationships. So we've been able to grow the business. When I started in 1998, our top line revenue was around $750,000 a year. So we've experienced a lot of growth since I've come on board. And over the past 10 years or so, we've gone from around $4 million in revenue in 2015 to close to $10 million in revenue the last couple of years. So experienced a lot of growth, learned a lot of valuable lessons, and lots of great times that we've experienced over the last few years for sure.
Man, that's fantastic growth. That's awesome. So about how many employees do you have then?
So today we have around 25 full-time employees, and we have about 15 install teams. Most of our install teams are primarily 1099 subcontractors, most of whom we've had, you know, long relationships with. So it's helpful to know the folks that are out in the field doing our installs for us. That history with them is really helpful.
That makes a lot of sense. I was wondering how that was done. So the 25 people are supervisors and salespeople and administrative staff, and then the install teams are contractors. Did I get that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Makes sense. Seems like that would be a good way to do it.
We've actually recently kind of started that concept. For the longest time, most of our install teams were regular W-2 or full-time employees, but finding good folks that want to work hard out in the field is tough. And so we've, over the last 3 or 4 years, we've developed the subcontract crews. So that's been fairly new for us, but it's been great.
How do you guys ensure the quality you want with subcontractors?
Again, having long relationships with them helps. We actually have a full-time quality control inspector. So she goes out and she does the quality control inspections on every job that we do. So one, they know we're coming behind them. They know we're going to come check and make sure everything's up to our standards. So that's a good way that we've learned to ensure the quality of our installs.
And then you also have really specific documentation probably, or explanations of how you expect the job to be done. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, we have expectations. And actually through the American Fence Association, they have guidelines. And so we expect our teams to follow the guidelines of the American Fence Association.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's good. So do you guys do service also?
Primarily, our work has been just installation, but actually this year, we're going to launch a service department. So we kind of got this idea from the heat and air companies and plumbers.
Right? I was just going to say, that's a heat and air concept for sure.
Yeah. So actually, I think it's going to be great. Have those service contracts, scheduled maintenance plans, where we're going to be able to add value to our clients through expedited service, repair and replacement discounts. So we're excited about that. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to just continue to build those relationships with customers. You know, we're here to help them all the way through the process, whether it be to replace a fence post or a few boards, you know, and hoping to build those relationships so that when they need to replace a fence, we're there to help them. And we're able to give, like I said, expedited service and replacement discounts. So we're excited about that.
Cool. Be interested to hear how that works out. That's great. Do you guys do residential new construction?
Yes. About 35% of our business is residential, and then about 40% of our business is new construction home builders. So relationships that we've had for a long time. In fact, my grandfather started that way back in the 60s, and we have a customer that goes back to the 60s that we still do business with today that's a new construction home builder in the Tulsa area. So one of our oldest customers, and that's really cool. And then about 25% of our business is commercial.
So did you say that 40% of your business is residential new construction?
40% of our business is, yes, residential new construction. The 35% of our business is just what we would call residential. So folks needing to replace a fence, residential customers that want a new fence, those sorts of things.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's pretty substantial. In the heating and air conditioning business, we're always skeptical of residential new construction. It's low margin. And, you know, the old joke about contractors is who gets paid on a job, that the contractor does and the subcontractor doesn't. and so we've had a lot of instances where residential new construction has not worked out well for HVAC contractors and plumbing contractors. But it sounds like you've been doing this for a long time. It sounds like it's good business for you guys.
It is good business. You know, our margins are a little less for new construction home builders, but I would say not every house gets a fence. So the new construction home builders aren't quite as tight with the revenues or the gross profit margins there. They're not looking at it as closely as maybe a heat and air contractor, because every house gets a heat and air conditioning unit, right? So I don't think they're quite as tight with us as they are with other contractors. So we're able to build in a decent margin with them. And like I said, build those relationships that we've had for years and years.
Fantastic. That's great. So my impression of the fencing industry, and this may be completely wrong, is that it's fragmented and there's a lot of small companies doing the building and installation. One, is that correct? And two, what differentiates you guys from the competitors? And how is it that you guys, I mean, to me, the size of your company is so much bigger than any of the fencing companies that I've talked to when I was having my fence built. That's the extent of my knowledge of the industry.
Yes, there are lots of small, you know, what we call backyard operators. There's a lot of those out there. But really what differentiates us from our competitors is our people. Our people, they truly care about our customers and their customer experience. We also have buying power. So we're able to buy in bulk discounts. And so we can pass some of those savings along to our customers. Another thing that sets us apart is technology. We utilize technology to streamline processes and keep us organized, whereas a lot of our competitors don't utilize technology the way that we do.
Yeah, when you're dealing with the smaller guys, it's like a mountain craftsman sort of stuff instead of a real business. Is that a good characterization of it?
That's a good analogy, yes.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And speaking of technology, on your website, I saw this very cool quoting tool. I liked it a lot. And you could go in, put in your address, and then draw out where you wanted the fence to be built graphically. And you guys would look at that and then send quotes back. Did I get that right, how that works?
That's correct. So our customers can go on our website. They can build out their fence, choose the style that they want, get a budget price, what it's going to cost. And then it sends us a notification and we follow up with that customer and see if it's something that they'd like to move forward on or if they're just shopping for budget pricing. So it gives us an opportunity to filter our customers and also gives our customers an opportunity to get a budget price online quick and easy.
Yeah. What a cool tool. How long have you guys had that?
We've had that for about 5 years.
Does that work well for you guys?
It does. It works really well. Like I said, it works to help filter customers. So we can point people to that. If they're just looking for a rough idea of ballpark pricing, we can point them to the website, get a ballpark price over the phone rather than sending a sales guy out and, you know, spending the gas money and the time to go out if they're just looking for a ballpark quote.
Well, it's also, I mean, to me, that seems like a pretty big differentiator as well, right? I don't think that the mountain craftsmen, small companies are going to have that. I mean, they may have a website, but it's just going to be brochureware. They're not going to have something like you have. It kind of speaks to the difference of scale, size, and presumably quality.
Sure. Yeah. Just like I said, the use of technology really does set us apart.
So what do you guys do for marketing?
Marketing. So really word of mouth is our best marketing tool. So we take care of people and the word spreads, right? So that's our best marketing strategy is taking care of people and following through with what we say we're going to do and giving a quality product. Another thing that's great for us is our little fence signs. So we have a little yellow and black fence signs that goes on all the fences, right?
Yeah.
That's a great marketing tool. So when you pull into a new neighborhood in the Tulsa area, you're going to see a lot of those little yellow and black signs. And so those signs really stand out. And that's a great marketing tool for us too. We're involved in a lot of networking groups. There's one here in Tulsa called Tulsa Executive Association. My grandfather was actually a part of that group going back to the 70s. He was a part of that group for about 40 years. And so that's been a great networking group for us. I continue along now. We're still involved in that. We do a lot of Google SEO and blogs. Those marketing efforts work pretty well for us too. But I'd say word of mouth and those fence signs is our best marketing tools that we have.
Yeah, it's interesting. I personally have driven down a street, saw a really nice looking fence and made note of who the builder was on it. So, you know, if you do a nice job, it really does work well for you. And yours must be up all over Tulsa.
They are up. That's true. They are up everywhere. In fact, I've got one that my grandfather probably installed back in the 60s in our office. And it's an old, they don't make them like this anymore, but it's a solid metal. metal fence sign that's rusty. And the phone number started with TE, which is Temple back then. And so that's just different, but it's really cool to be able to have those that's like a legacy thing, right? Having a, fence sign that my grandfather installed back in the 60s.
Yeah. How cool. That's great. You know, we talked a little bit about finding, keeping good people to grow. The way you guys have grown, you have to have been doing something right to attract people to you. What is your secret? How do you get and find good people?
Well, it starts with just taking care of people and taking care of our employees and rewarding them for their hard work and just having a good culture too. We have a great culture within our team. And I think our team enjoys coming to work every day. At least that's what they tell me. but we have a great team. We've been blessed with that. It is difficult to find good people, especially ones that want to get out and work hard and get their hands dirty. Those folks are hard to find, but we've been able to have long standing relationships with a lot of our install teams and a lot of our staff that's been with us for a long time. So we've been blessed with that. One of the things that's worked well for us over the last few years is we do a compensation analysis. So for each position, we do a compensation analysis so that we know what the fair wages are for that position. And that also helps create transparency with our team because we show them that data. We show them what that position pays based on that compensation analysis. So that's helped as well.
How do you guys get the compensation analysis? What an interesting idea.
Yeah. So the compensation analysis is actually done by a third party. Actually, our accounting team, we have a third party fractional CFO, and they did the compensation analysis for us. And so that's been really helpful.
That's interesting. How does that conversation go with an employee then when you're talking about the compensation analysis?
Yeah. So we share with them what the compensation analysis is. We talk through it, for this position, we try to stick with the 50 to 75th percentile of what that position pays to be competitive in the market. And so they all know that. And that just helps provide transparency.
Did you ever have a situation where the compensation analysis showed that you were overpaying somebody?
It actually has, and we don't go back and lower their wages.
Yeah, so, right.
But it actually has shown a couple of times where we were overpaying, but we understood that. And I think we probably knew it going into it, and we were okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I think that's one of the things that I've always felt has worked well for me in my career was just make sure you pay market rates or above. Don't let people get below market rate. Yes. Or you're going to lose good people.
That's right.
Yeah. You recently joined ServiceNation Alliance. Kind of interesting because, as I said, traditionally it's been heating, air conditioning, and plumbing contractors, but you join. And what are you looking for with ServiceNation Alliance?
We're just looking to learn from other companies that are larger than us. I believe that heat and air companies, they're a service company just like we are. And so even though we're not selling the same products, it's the same type of business. And I think we can learn from heat and air guys and plumbers, just like we can from any other service contractor. So we're just looking to learn. We're looking to learn best practices, build relationships. We're looking for networking opportunities and, offer support for those that are up and coming that are smaller than us. What can we do to help those coming behind us? So that's the most exciting thing that we're excited about joining ServiceNation is the best practices and building relationships.
Yeah, I applaud you for doing that. It's a really great idea. You're going to get a lot out of it. And the people in ServiceNation are fantastic. They'll just open up their books, open up their companies. They'll tell you anything. They'll cheer for you. It's a great organization.
Yes, we're excited to be a part. In fact, we're coming to boot camp here later this month. So we're excited for that.
It'll be a great experience for you. Looking out into the future, where do you want to be in 5 years?
Well, I think there's lots of expansion opportunities still for us. I'd love to explore other markets and territories,
yeah.
We're in Tulsa, but we could look at Oklahoma City or North Texas or Northwest Arkansas. There's lots of growth opportunities there. So that's something that we're going to explore and look into. Another thing that we're looking forward to and expanding is our access control department. So we do we can do gates and gate operators, but also expanding into interior and exterior doors, security cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Just that whole security package. There's lots of opportunity there, and we're looking forward to expanding that access control piece of our business.
Great idea. Well, I was going to say a geographical expansion sounds like a good thing and an interesting challenge. And I would think that Dallas would be a great market for you guys. We have fences everywhere.
Yes. Yes. And it's growing, right? All the way up to the Red River. North Texas is just booming.
Oh, yeah. I'm convinced, you know, in my lifetime, it will be Dallas-Fort Worth will expand right up to Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's about 120,000 people move to Dallas-Fort Worth every year. Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. That's a lot of fences.
That's a lot of fences and a lot of houses and a lot of commercial properties. Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff. What do you worry about? What keeps you up at night?
Well, I sleep pretty good at night, to be honest with you. But I would say doing podcasts like this kind of keeps me up at night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm normally a man of few words, so talking for 30 minutes brings me a little anxiety.
Yeah. Well, you did great. Hey, do you have kids that might be joining this business in the future?
We do. We have four kids. In fact, my oldest daughter, we've kicked around the idea of having her come along and help on social media and also maybe helping with answering the phone. She's 16 years old now, and so she's looking to get a job. So we're going to look at that. And I've got a 16-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old daughter, a 12-year-old son, and a 10-year-old daughter. So some of them have expressed interest in being in the business. So we'll navigate that, and we're excited to see what the future holds with the next generation.
Very nice. What a great story. I loved hearing this. This is fascinating stuff. And congratulations. You have done such an amazing job. Your grandfather would be really, really proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.